Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
My name is Masae Nakamura. My dream all the way through high school was to go to college. I wanted to go to college, and my father had emphasized education as a way to remove some of the discrimination against the Japanese Americans. So he said, you've got to go to school, go to college. And I said, I want to go to UCLA if I'm accepted. So that was my dream in high school. And I was accepted, and I was elated. And in September of 41, I entered UCLA.
Just a few months later, on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and by February of 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed an executive order to authorize the forced relocation and internment of about 120,000 Japanese Americans to war relocation camps.
I was politically and everything, I was kind of naive. I concentrated on my studies, so I really didn't know what was going on. And when the war broke out, I was just confused. And I didn't think that I would have to leave school.
When the war started, we sort of expected something to happen. If you were under 21, you had to get your parents' permission to withdraw from Cal. And so I had to get the papers, send it to my dad in Madera, have him sign it, giving me permission to leave Cal. We left May the 17th. Dad says, remember this date. So they came, the military police came with rifles, bayonets fixed to make sure we moved.
Both Nakamura and Inami eventually received degrees from other colleges, but some former UC students never did return to school.
So I was in my second year in Davis there when the war broke out. And I'm a U.S. citizen, I'm American, I was educated and born here. I want to serve. Not because I wanted to fight, but I want to prove certain things, loyalty. During the war, I got married and had a family. So I had to have a family to raise, so education, I had no chance to finish off. I've gone through the College of Hard Knocks. I think that's education itself. That you can't learn that in books. If I had the degree, I think I would have made a lot more money. But that's the thing that has. And you have to overlook a lot of those things.
But the University of California chose not to overlook the fact that many of their former students were unable to complete their UC degree due to the internment. In July 2009, the UC Board of Regents agreed to grant honorary degrees to these Japanese American students.
This whole notion of recognizing Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II, who were students at the University of California, really came up. It came out of a request from one campus, at UCSF to be exact, who had a student, Grace Amamiya. They wanted to honor her. And as a result of their request to us here at the Office of the President, we did some research and found that there was a moratorium on honorary degrees, and it wasn't something that was easily possible to do.
There was a range of options that the task force initially considered, options running from just granting a certificate to the honorary degree. And it is an honorary degree that has language in Latin that basically means returning justice to the groves of academia. I think for the University of California to give these degrees, it's the right thing to do. And sometimes it's good for the university to do the right thing. These people were part of our academic community as students in 1941 and 1942. That relationship was severed. It was severed by actions by the federal government that Congress and the federal government recognized that the actions taken in 1941-42 against the Japanese people were unjust.
This honorary degree, it's one small way that we can really respect the students that we serve and to right a wrong in a sense. take care of some what has been called unfinished business.
By virtue of authority vested in me by the Regents of the University of California, I confer upon you the UC honorary degree.
Yoshio John.
Last December, about 50 Japanese Americans donned caps and gowns at UC San Francisco, Berkeley, and Davis to receive honorary degrees from the University of California, some 70 years after being forced to leave their respective campuses. In addition, family members accepted honorary degrees for former students who could not attend in person or who have since passed away.
Of course, now getting a degree isn't going to be of much help to me, but the very fact that I'm being recognized for having spent at least 3 years here, and in the middle of the junior year, I'm evacuated, forced to leave, is quite an honor to be given a honorary degree. In fact, someone said, "Hey, you're going to be class of 2009. I said, "Yeah, I guess you're right."
In Oakland, I'm Larissa Brannan.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.